Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2377, Juicing versus Blending. Which is Better for Me? By Anna Schaefer with Healthline.com, and I'm Dr. Neil. This is the podcast where I act as your very own personal narrator and read to you from some of the most popular health and fitness blogs online, and always with a bit of my commentary at the end. And with that, let's jump right into today's article and start optimizing your life. Juicing versus Blending, Which is Better for Me? By Anna Schaefer with Healthline.com. The juice and smoothie industry has taken the United States by storm. According to market research, juice and smoothie bars bring in a total of $2 billion annually. But whether you're forking over a healthy amount of cash in a trendy juice bar or making your fruity beverages at home, it's important to understand the health benefits and implications of what you're drinking. Fruits and vegetables are good for you. No one would argue with that. The Dietary Guidelines for Americans suggest that we eat 2 cups of fruit and 2.5 cups of vegetables every day. When consumed at these levels, fresh produce may reduce the risk of heart disease, stroke, and cancer, while also helping to manage your weight. But according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, or CDC, Americans just aren't getting enough of either. That's part of the draw of juicing and blending. Both make it easier to get more fruits and vegetables into your diet. What's the difference between juicing and blending? The difference between juicing and blending is what's left out of the process. With juicing, you're essentially removing all fibrous materials, leaving only the liquid of the fruits and vegetables. With blending, you get it all, the pulp and fiber that bulks up the produce. This is where we begin to separate the benefits of the two options. Juicing 101. More concentrated amounts of vitamins and nutrients. Easier absorption of nutrients. Some juices contain more sugar than sodas. And a lack of fiber, which is essential for healthy digestion, controlling blood sugar, and lowering the risk of heart disease. Blending 101. Blended fruits and vegetables retain all their fiber for healthy digestion, and the fibrous parts of fruits and vegetables fill you up and contain antioxidants. Nutrient concentration. When you juice your fruits and vegetables, you may get more concentrated, more easily absorbed nutrients. This is because the bulk of the vitamins and minerals found within a fruit are typically in the juice, not necessarily the pulp and fibrous material that you'd also get in a smoothie. But that isn't the whole story. Fiber content. Juices contain little to no fiber. Fiber is incredibly important for proper digestion and good overall health. Soluble fiber, like that found in apples, carrots, peas, green beans, and citrus fruits, dissolves in water and slows down digestion, which helps manage your blood sugar levels. Insoluble fiber, which is in vegetables like cauliflower, potatoes, and dark leafy vegetables, adds bulk to your stool and stimulates your intestines into action. Antioxidants. Fiber isn't the only thing present in fruit and vegetable pulp. A 2012 study compared the presence of phytochemicals, basically antioxidant compounds with potential anti-cancer properties, in grapefruit juice versus blended grapefruits. The researchers found that the blended fruit had higher concentrations of phytochemicals because phytochemicals are primarily found in the fibrous membranes of the fruit. Ease of digestion. Advocates of juicing suggest that eating fruits and vegetables without the fiber gives your body a break from the hard work of digestion. They also suggest it enhances the absorption of nutrients. One analysis confirmed that beta-carotene, a beneficial carotenoid obtained from juiced produce rather than whole food forms, resulted in higher blood levels of beta-carotene. Many studies find that higher levels of plasma or blood levels of beta-carotene predict lower cancer risk. The researchers stated that soluble fiber reduces beta-carotene absorption by 30 to 50%. However, they also pointed out that blending is beneficial too. While the fiber remains present in blending, the cell walls of the foods are broken down. This allows for improved absorption of beta-carotene. In some diseases and malabsorptive conditions, low fiber and low residue diets are recommended. In these cases, juicing would be appropriate. While research is limited, there's anecdotal evidence from people who have completed juice fasts and cleanses and have reported a variety of health benefits. That said, fiber is often underconsumed, causing harmful health effects. Therefore, consuming blended foods more often than juiced foods may provide the benefits of both whole foods and juiced foods. Sugar. Sugar consumption is a major downside of both juicing and blending, according to dietitian Kimberly Gomer. Gomer says both juices and smoothies can raise blood sugar, but the effects are more rapid and dramatic with juice. With blended fruits and veggies, there are only so many you can drink before you start to feel full. The pulp, skin, and fiber help increase the volume of the drink, which fills you up and limits your total calorie consumption. But with juice, you can consume the same amount of fruits and vegetables and still not feel satisfied. Some commercial fresh juices contain as much or even more sugar than sodas. Research published in 2014 found that on average, fruit juices contain 45.5 grams of fructose per liter, not far off from the average of 50 grams per liter in sodas. Minute Maid apple juice was found to contain 66 grams of fructose per liter, higher than both Coca-Cola and Dr. Pepper. Although smoothies may have less, sugar should be a concern regardless. The takeaway. Juicing has a variety of benefits, including greater concentration of nutrients per ounce, increased consumption of fruits and vegetables, and enhanced absorption of nutrients. It may also help those who have difficulty eating their vegetables to stomach the taste. On the other hand, with juicing, you're missing out on important fiber. You could also be missing out on other important compounds present in the pulp and membranes of the produce. With blending, you're getting everything the fruit and vegetables have to offer, but the pulpy texture may be unappetizing to some. In both cases, there is a caveat to all the benefits: sugar. Because of sugar, Gomer urges caution, particularly if weight loss is your goal. Some experts believe you could minimize the rise in blood sugar from liquid calories by adding sources of fiber, protein, or fat, such as avocado, chia seeds, protein powders, and unsweetened Greek yogurt, but others disagree. Gomer says, quote, "We do not recommend any liquid calories. For weight loss, always eat the fruits and veggies. Don't drink them. If weight loss isn't an issue, then the smoothie would win the prize over the juicing." You just listened to the post titled "Juicing versus Blending, Which is Better for Me?" by Anna Schaefer with Healthline.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. I agree with that last statement. If weight loss is the goal, juicing or blending is not ideal. But I often get asked, what about vegetable juice? Again, still not ideal. But here's the catch. If blending vegetables is the only way someone's going to meet their daily vegetable needs, then I'll allow it. We have to be careful, though, because here's what often happens. We blend some vegetables together like kale, spinach, and carrots. We're so excited that we've just added like 5 servings of vegetables, and we're going to get it all in this one blended drink that we've made, and then we taste it. Yikes, it tastes awful. So then we say, you know what this needs? Something sweet. Then we start adding fruit or fruit juices to our vegetable blend. Before we know it, we may have added another 5 servings of fruit to our blender. With that comes 5 servings of fruit sugar or fructose and the calories that come along with it. At this point, would I still consider this nutritious? Maybe not. But again, if you're able to blend vegetables while keeping the added fruit or sugar to a minimum, then go for it. If not, then it may be best to eat the kale, spinach, and carrots as a salad with some light dressing along with it. All right, that'll do it for today. I hope you have a great Tuesday. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll be back here tomorrow as usual. So I'll see you there where your optimal life awaits.